From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another change in the flow of migrants into the EU. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey in a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Chembry, spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, told VOA's Luis Ramirez Wednesday that the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey in accordance with a policy first implemented on Monday. More than 200 immigrants who arrived illegally on the Greek island of Lesbos were sent to Turkey Monday in exchange for Syrians who had been sheltering in Turkish camps. Another exchange of about 200 was scheduled for Friday, but now EU authorities say every migrant will be given 5 days to apply for asylum before deportation. But, says correspondent Ramirez, the new process will further slow things down for the migrants.
The asylum office tells me they already have about 1,000 cases where people have expressed an interest in applying for asylum. They're going to be handling those, processing those at a rate of 50 per day. So that gives you a sense of just how big a backlog they're looking and how slow this process is going to be.
The decision was made in response to human rights activists who had criticized the EU plan to trade illegal migrants to Europe for those who awaited help in Turkey. Protests have been staged on the Greek island of Lesbos since the first 200 migrants were deported at the beginning of the week. The protesters criticized Turkey's human rights record, and they say they fear for the safety of migrants who are sent there. This is VOA News. More people were put to death in countries around the world last year than in any of the past 25 years. A report released Tuesday by Amnesty International says at least 1,634 people were executed in 2015. That's a rise of 54% from the previous year and the highest number of human rights watchdogs that organization has recorded since 1989. The surge was largely fueled by three nations, Iran, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, responsible for almost 90% of all recorded executions. In the U.S., the only country in the Americas to use capital punishment, there were 28 executions in six states, the lowest figure since 1999. The World Health Organization reports 422 million adults are living with diabetes, a fourfold increase over 1980 figures. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from the WHO's Global Report on Diabetes in Geneva.
The WHO report says the dramatic rise of this deadly disease is largely due to the increasing number of overweight and obese people. It reports more than one in three adults is overweight and more than one in 10 is obese. Etienne Krug is the director of WHO's Department for Management of Noncommunicable Diseases. He says diabetics will suffer complications from the disease if it is not detected in a timely manner and treated.
People with diabetes have a 2 to 3 times higher risk of cardiovascular disease. They have a 10 to 20 times higher risk of lower limb amputation. Diabetes is an important cause of blindness through diabetic retinopathy and an important cause of end-stage renal disease.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An estimated 20 million people in Bangladesh are still being poisoned by arsenic-tainted water, according to a new report released Wednesday by Human Rights Watch. The New York-based rights group blames nepotism and neglect by Bangladeshi officials, saying they are deliberately having new wells dug in areas convenient for friends, family members, and political supporters and allies, rather than in places where arsenic contamination is highest or large numbers of poor villagers are being exposed. Arsenic is a naturally occurring and toxic element found in the soil and groundwater of some areas of the world, including vast delta regions like Bangladesh and eastern India. It also kills about 45,000 Bangladeshis every year. Government officials refused requests by Associated Press for comments on those findings. Read more about this and other stories at voanews.com. I'm Ira Mel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.